With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There's grave concern about what could be the most destructive, life-threatening aspect of Hurricane Milton, the storm surge. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says Milton is a Category 4 storm at the moment, heading toward Florida's west coast, zeroing in on the Tampa Bay area.
We are predicting 10 to 15 feet of storm surge. Put that in perspective, I'm 6 feet tall. That's more than two of me high. And if this is realized, that is more surge than was experienced during Helene. So to sort of put that in perspective.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if Hurricane Helene was a lesson in how bad storm surge can be, then Milton will be even worse.
Almost entire west coast of the Florida Peninsula has the potential to have really, really significant storm surge. And when you're talking about 10 to 15 feet, that's obviously major, but we saw what even 4 feet did.
And many of the areas expected to be pounded by Milton are still reeling in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Supreme Court hearing a challenge today on a Biden administration regulation concerning hard-to-trace ghost guns.
Ghost guns are weapons that are difficult to trace because they don't have serial numbers, and they can be sold online in a kit and assembled into a functioning weapon in less than 30 minutes. An executive action by President Joe Biden requires companies to add serial numbers to those gun kits, run background checks on buyers, and verify they're at least 21 years old.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Georgia's Supreme Court has reinstated, for the time being, the state's ban on abortion after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law back in effect while a challenge works its way through the courts. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 37 points, the NASDAQ up 185. This is SRN News. The Chinese government doing some redecorating.
Communist authorities have been going into churches all across the country and replacing Christian images with pictures of President Xi Jinping or Chairman Mao Zedong. Crosses, crucifixes, pictures of Christ, they're all being pulled down and taken away, and the message is clear. Nothing is above the Communist Party in China. It's all part of an effort by the government to exert greater control over religion and every aspect of life in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
People are flooding into Europe's iconic churches, but not for worship. Tourism is surging in the wake of the pandemic, and clergymen are struggling to find ways to accommodate both the faithful and millions of increasingly secular visitors. A developing strategy is to have parishioners and tourists go separate ways, with services held in discrete places, visits barred at worship times, or altogether different entrances. This is SRN News. Another burden for North Carolina residents reeling from Hurricane Helene.
A hearing has started in North Carolina over the insurance industry's request to raise homeowner premium rates by more than 42% on average. A top lieutenant for insurance commissioner Mike Cossey began hearing what's expected to be multiple weeks of testimony and evidence on Monday. Any decision would likely come before year's end. An industry attorney says inflation and more storms require rate increases to ensure claims are covered and companies get a fair profit. Keith Peters reporting.
Oregon authorities say they've removed another 302 people from the state's voter rolls after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registered to vote. It is just the latest revelation of improper voter registrations stemming from clerical errors at the state's DMV. More details at SRNNews.com.